Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to talk about pre-kindergarten registration. If you're a regular podcast listener, not too long ago you heard us talk about kindergarten. So this is a little different. My very special guest on the program is Ron Moss, our elementary supervisor. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
I appreciate you being on. So pre-kindergarten registration actually begins with an application packet that parents pick up and complete for us and bring back. So when will applications be available, and when does the application process sort of end so we can start doing the selection
stuff? Okay, applications will be available here at Central Office beginning March the 20th. And all completed applications must be returned to Central Office by May the 5th.
Okay. So if you're out there listening, you're a parent or grandparent, you know you've got a four-year-old who may qualify for pre-K, you'll need to begin to think about March 20th, sometime shortly thereafter, picking up the application. And it'll have to be back May 5th. I'm just repeating.
Right.
Mr. Moss is nodding at me like that's okay. And then what are parents going to need to find or get access to in order to complete the application?
Right.
What all's in it?
Okay, they will need to, for NC Pre-K purposes, provide an income statement. That will be part of the application, and then there will have to be documentation to support that. They will need to bring back with the completed application a certified birth certificate that we will make a copy of and place with the application. There will need to be a completed health assessment done on the child in order for the application to be complete, and that health assessment form will be in the packet. And then there will be a parent information sheet that needs to be completed. With address, phone numbers, you know, contact information and so forth. And then as we were talking about earlier, something new this year will be a dental screening form that will need to be completed. So parents will need to make certain that that is something a dentist has completed after checking their child to make sure there's no dental problems.
And I'll just say to folks who are listening to the radio program or the podcast that we don't make all these rules, but we sure try to follow them because we want to offer pre-K to as many students as possible. And we'll help you maneuver those regulations if you'll just make sure you're picking up a application packet.
And if I could say something, I mentioned going to a dentist. But those could also be taken to the health department.
Right. I think Ms. Cherry over there does some of that. And, we meet with those people regularly, so that can be done too. So, Mr. Moss, we have usually a little over 300 kindergarten children every year, and the funding that we get for pre-K is completely separate than kindergarten through high school. So right now we have the funding for to serve about how many students?
108.
108 in the current year. So talk to us about how students qualify.
Okay, once the applications are returned, we create a list, and Elaine, my administrative assistant, sometime the week of between May 8th and the 19th, we'll be calling parents back with a screening date and time. And what we do is we use our pre-K assessment, M-Class Circle. Circle will assess students' knowledge of the alphabet, numbers, shapes, a number of academic kinds of things. But also there will be some social-emotional screenings done to determine, you know, where a child is developmentally. And what we do with that information is we put that into a spreadsheet. And we use that information plus a parent survey that is completed when the child is there at the screening to determine who qualifies first in regard to those.
All the way through maybe 150.
Right, absolutely.
We start with number one and go there.
Right, and the reason we have to do that is a good portion of the funding also for our pre-K comes from Title I. So those Title I requirements come into play as well.
Yeah, and in a typical room, I'm going to steal one of the answers instead of just asking the question. In a typical room, most of the students will be paid for either out of NC Pre-K or out of Title
I. Right.
And then we have up to three slots in each room for private pay. And you want to talk about private pay just for a second?
Yes, you know, we wanted to make sure, you know, you, Ms. Barker and I talked about this several years ago to make sure that we were meeting the needs of a wide range of our students.
That's right.
And we had a number of people who were willing to pay to bring their kids to our pre-K classrooms. And that was what we decided to do. Each site would have three openings. There is, in August, an application that they would, well, not in August, that's part of the application packet, too. Those parents would fill out that application as well. There would be a $550 payment made initially. There's a $50 application fee, and that would cover the first month. And then after September, parents would pay $500 a month. And then if a child has stayed in the program for the whole year, in May, when the program closes, parents will get that $50,
the application fee,
paid back to them at the end of the year.
Yeah, and it's we made sure that we weren't undercutting local programs, and so that cost is very comparable to local programs that we have. And for a lot of people, it's just another year of school.
Right.
And they have to have child care. Some of them have to have child care that they pay for. They don't have the benefit of family members or people who can do it.
Right.
So that's just one option, and we make that available to you. So you would come and register also, and we would want to screen you because, hey, you might qualify for a free slot.
Right. Right.
So remember that, too, if you think you're a pre-K. I think we've covered most of the things. Mr. Moss, we did want to talk about the locations real quick, where we have pre-K programs. Not every school has one.
Right. Okay, so we have six pre-K sites right now. There is one at Hazelwood, two at Jonathan Valley, one at Clyde, one at North Canton, and one at Meadowbrook. And as part of the application, what parents would do would be to, okay, let's say, for example, you live in the Hazelwood School District. Clearly, that's going to be your first choice.
Right.
But the Hazelwood site might fill up before we get to your child.
Right.
So you might want to select Clyde as your second choice. In other words, all of the sites will be listed, and you will rank order your preference from first to sixth so that we can, in any way possible, accommodate a child should a site fill up before we get to their name.
Yeah, it's a little different than regular school where you go to school in your district. And pre-K, we serve the people who qualify first and put them where we can.
Right.
Their first preference if possible, but if not, their second or third preference. Right. And then the only other thing I want to say as we're under a minute left now on the program is your pre-kindergarten location is not a guaranteed kindergarten location.
Absolutely.
Because you might end up, you might live in Canton, but all those pre-K slots filled, and you ended up at a pre-K on the west side of the county. Well, come kindergarten time, you're going to go to kindergarten where your home is,
right,
in your home district of Canton, or vice versa.
Right.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, folks, just want you to remember, registration opens on March the 20th, and you can check with our central office about that. And as always, I want thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope to see a lot of your children apply for pre-K programs, and I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.